And a very good Wednesday morning to you, Marlins Nation. Hallelujah. The Marlins snap a 7-game losing streak on Tuesday night. They played 5 in the 9th inning. They come all the way back to beat the Rockies 7-6. Thanks for winding with us. As always, for the recap, here's your radio voice of the Miami Marlins, Kyle Seeloff.
An improbable, if not impossible, victory for the Marlins tonight, considering the way things had been going. Down 5-0. Going to the bottom of the 9th inning, the Marlins get 5 in the 9th and 2 in the 10th to collect their first walk-off victory of the season. Dane Meyers collects his first ever walk-off hit. The Marlins snap a 7-game losing streak, and they upend the Colorado Rockies 7-6 in Game 1 of this 3-game series tonight. You're listening to the 10th inning show. And it is, as always, brought to you by Werner Hoffman, Greg and Garcia, your trusted workers' compensation and personal injury lawyers. Jeff Nelson back with me now. And, Nelly, I suppose that's one way to snap a 7-game losing streak. I suppose they would say never in doubt, right? They had this one all the way tonight.
Oh, they had it all the way.
Oh, my goodness.
Offensively, there was just nothing happening. 3 hits until the 9th inning. And Feltner was dealing. He came out. His pitch count was fine and looked like he got a little tired. Maybe he started feeling the shutout. It got to him a little bit, maybe some nerves, and started lifting some pitches up in the zone. The Marlins took advantage of it. And, you know, and you really got to hand it to the Marlins bullpen by just keeping him in the game. You know, 5 runs that Sanchez gave up in the first inning, and then the shutout innings from Smith, Cronin, Bender, and Ramirez, and even Scott. I mean, he gave up the one unearned run because of the place runner. But outstanding job by the bullpen, just giving the offense a chance to be able to do this. And how about Dane Meyers? Wow. Jazz gets thrown out. Dane Meyers is in the game. This guy was 2-for-2 with 3 RBIs. The 2 big hits in the 9th and the 10th inning.
He may not be sitting on the bench much longer.
I mean, that was an incredible effort, and just over a strike 3 call, Jazz gets tossed. Dane Meyers is in.
3-2.
Outstanding.
Yep. That was a darn good night at the ballpark here at Lone Depot Park. Marlins beat the Rockies 7-6. Now, how do you make sure you utilize and carry this momentum?
Well, I mean, you haven't had a whole lot to smile about during the season. I mean, this is their first comeback win. You win the first game, have the series. You have a chance to win your first series. You're playing a team that's really struggling as well. I mean, the bullpen for the Rockies, they've just been awful, and they are. They're last in the league in baseball. You enjoy the moment, and you act like, you know, you said it, like it's your World Series, you know, but you do in some occasion because it's been such a rough start.
Have fun. It's going awful. Go nuts.
Smile and then come back out and tomorrow and get to work and try to do it again. And hopefully you get a good start and see what happens with the offense. Maybe they can get things going as well. But you just enjoy the moment, and you have to take it game by game, but you just enjoy the comeback win. A tremendous effort late in the ball game by the offense and a great job by the pitching staff.
All right, Nelly. Again, it was never in doubt, and that was a lot of fun here tonight.
So winning the whole time, Kyle.
That's Jeff Nelson. I'm Kyle Seeloff. Let's take a listen to the highlights from this puppy. We had basically none on the Marlins side until the bottom of the 9th, but Sixto Sanchez went opposite of Ryan Feltner, who was unbelievable, and somehow he comes up on the wrong side of this thing here tonight. More on that in a moment. Sixto Sanchez making his second start of the season, and it totally got away from him in the top of the first inning. There was a leadoff double by Ezekiel Tovar. Brenton Doyle sacrificed him to third at the time. We were wondering why you'd sacrifice a runner to third in the top of the first inning, but it would ultimately kind of pay off, so to speak, and Ryan McMahon came to the plate with one out and a man at third in the top of the first. 1-2 is swung on and lined into left field, and the base hit. That'll chase Tovar home from third. It's 1-0 Rockies here in the top of the first inning. And then after a ground out by Elias Diaz, it was Charlie Blackmon who played at the second run of the game. The 0-2 is lined to right field. This is going to get down for a base hit, and another run is going to score. McMahon will trot home from second. A 2-out RBI single for Charlie Blackmon. It's 2-0 Colorado here in the first. Sixto Sanchez would then permit Rogers, that would be Brendan Rogers, to single. And that then brought Eloris Montero, right-handed hitting first baseman. Who can hit? He's got a little pop in that bat. He came to the plate. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and this is crushed high and deep left center field. Chisholm's on the run looking up and this is gone. Eloris Montero with his second home run of the season. And the Rockies lead 5-0, Nelly, here in the first. Sixto Sanchez went four innings tonight. He allowed five runs, all earned, seven hits, no walks, three strikeouts. He was followed by Birch Smith, Declan Cronin, Anthony Bender, along with Emmanuel Ramirez, and then eventually Tanner Scott. More on that in a moment, because Ryan Feltner, the 27-year-old right-hander out of Orlando, was rolling in this ballgame tonight. He faced the minimum in this game through six and a third. He had faced one over the minimum through seven. He had faced the minimum through eight. He was rolling less than 80 pitches through eight innings here tonight. And Bud Black, Rockies manager, sent him back out in a 5-0 game. And you're thinking, this is, they are whimpering. They're going quickly and quietly. And the Marlins were on their way to their second 8-game losing streak of the season. But things would change in the bottom of the ninth inning. That began with a Vidal Brujan single. He collected two more hits tonight. He now has a 5-game hitting streak. Four of those games, he's collected multiple hits. Brujan singled. Christian Bethencourt was hit by a pitch, and then Luis Arraez started the Marlins' party in the ninth. He would start to chip away. 2-1 pitch. That is lined to right field and deep, and that's going to get down for a base hit and roll all the way to the wall. Arraez is going to have a double. Benedict is going to hold Bethencourt at third. Brujan will score. It is 5-1 in favor of the Rockies here at the top of the ninth inning. So after the RBI double by Luis Arraez, Brian De La Cruz came to the plate and walked. The bases were then loaded for Dane Meyers, who had to come on and play in this game for Jazz Chisholm Jr., who was ejected for calling balls and strikes in the bottom of the seventh. Here comes the first pitch, and that is swung on in line. And it's center field, the base hit. Bethencourt's going to score. So too is Luis Arraez. It's a two-run single for Dane Meyers. Now the Marlins are within two here in the ninth. And then, after Meyers, Josh Bell singled. The bases were still loaded. The count was nothing in two on Jesus Sanchez. I should mention that Justin Lawrence came on, and that was the De La Cruz at bat. So Lawrence was on for the De La Cruz walk, the Meyers two-run single, then Bell singles, and then it was Lawrence who was still out there facing Sanchez, and he had him in an 0-2 hole with the bases loaded. 0-2 is inside, it hit him! Jesus Sanchez got hit by a pitch, and that'll force in another run. Now it's 5-4, and the bases remain loaded. And the bases would remain loaded. The Marlins down one in the bottom of the ninth inning, and Emmanuel Rivera was at the plate. And the pitch is swung on, hit in the air, deep to right field. Should play to run. From third, tagging is Meyers. Here he comes. Throw to the plate, not in time. A sacrifice fly. We are tied at five here at the bottom of the ninth. And only one out at that juncture. Jalen Beeks came on for the Colorado Rockies. He struck out Nick Gordon. They would then intentionally walk Vidal Brujan. And with Christian Bethencourt at the plate, he hit a ball about 2 feet shy of that wall in left center field. He put in a bid for a walk-off grand slam. He fell just short. So the Marlins got five runs on four hits. They left them loaded in the bottom of the ninth inning, but they found a way to tie it. That would send us to the 10th. Tanner Scott was on. There was a runner at second base. There were two outs, and Ryan McMahon was at the plate. 1-0 the count to Ryan McMahon. He's 2-for-4 tonight, and the 1-0 pitch is hit in the air. Deep left field, Gordon's going back in pursuit over his head. This is going to bang off the bottom of the wall. That's going to play to run. The Rockies take a 6-5 lead on a two-out double by Ryan McMahon. That's a clutch piece of two-out hit. And that was off of Tanner Scott. So the Rockies do a little damage of their own. They get a run on a hit, no errors. Two men left on base. They had a 6-5 lead going to the bottom of the 10th inning. Jalen Beeks stayed out there for the Colorado Rockies. The placed runner at second was Christian Bethencourt, but Skip Schumacher put the injured Tim Anderson. The injury, however, is to his left thumb. They put him in to pinch run in the 10th inning. He was at second with one out. After Luis Arraez flew out to center, Brian De La Cruz came back to the plate. From the belt, looks at second, the pitch. De La Cruz swings. This is hit in the air, deep to left field. Beck's going back on the run. Looking up, it's off the wall. Rounding third is Tim Anderson. De La Cruz on his way to second. Slides in there safely with an RBI double. We're tied at six. The next man to bat for the Marlins was Dane Meyers. And let me remind you, Meyers had an opportunity to be a hero. He collected the two-run single in the bottom of the ninth. The only reason he was in this game is because Jazz was ejected in the bottom of the seventh inning. Meyers at the plate with De La Cruz at second. One out in the bottom of the tenth inning, and Dane Meyers was in pursuit of his first ever walk-off hit. 1-0, and that is hit on the ground. Through the right side, the base hit. Goodman's on the ball. De La Cruz going to try to score. Throw towards the plate. Is dropped. Safe around. He's safe. It's a walk-off winner for the Marlins. It's their first of the season. Dane Meyers plates three in the final two frames. The seven-game losing streak is over, and the Marlins walk off the Rockies 7-6. What a dramatic, impossible, improbable, whatever way you'd like to slice it and dice it, victory for the Miami Marlins here tonight. Taking a look at the totals. For the Rockies, 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors, 6 men left on base. For the Marlins, 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors, 5 men left on base. The winning pitcher is Tanner Scott. The loser is Jalen Beeks. Total time of game, 2 hours and 41 minutes. Attendance, 6,706. So the Marlins win 7-6, and tonight they rack up 13 strikeouts. They needed 6 different pitchers to do it, and that means that $325 will be donated to AutoNation's Drive Pink Initiative to fight against cancer for every strikeout this season. $25 will be donated to the Drive Pink Initiative.
All right, Kyle, thank you. Let's head down to listen to what Skip Schumacher had to say, get his reaction after the gutty 7-6 comeback victory.
Skip, a wild win. You guys down by 5 heading into the bottom 9. Jose, can you speak to the resiliency of your team here tonight?
Yeah, I mean, for anybody who says that they don't care, they don't fight, they don't work, that kind of proves everyone wrong who thinks that. This is a, you know, the results are the results. I get it, but that it's not lack of effort or lack of want or lack of care. Like, those guys really care. They want to win. They prepare to win every day. So it just feels good to end like that, because you can fight all the way back. They get the double, and then you could, you know, maybe just be like a here we go again type of thing. They didn't do that. Arias flies out, and De La with a big hit, obviously, and then you could feel it again, the energy back, momentum back in our dugout. And then obviously the Dane Meyers, with not even supposed to be in the game, gets 2 big hits. So yeah, it was a really, really good win, much needed win, as everybody knows. But it's just good because the hard work, you can see it finally pay off.
And what can a win like this do for a ball club who's obviously gone through so many struggles?
Yeah, I mean, you just hope it builds momentum. I mean, we haven't won 2 games in a row all year, so you hope you come in tomorrow feeling pretty good about it. Anytime you walk off, you feel pretty good about it. Anytime you get walked off, or, you know, after a tough loss, we've been there. It's tough. It's deflating. So we've been on both sides of it. Definitely feels better on this side of it, especially getting 5 in the 9th. It was a pretty incredible inning.
You mentioned Dane Meyers got the big hit not once but twice here tonight. Can you speak to just what he's been able to do since you guys called him up a few days ago?
Yeah, I mean, spring training he went off and had a couple tough weeks in the minor leagues, but I would guess more mentally than physically, just because of, you know, it's – he probably felt like he should have made it. And there was, you know, tough conversations, you know, prior to him going down. But, you know, I think he shook it off and then came back and was like, okay, I got to get back into, you know, being a ball player and know who I am and flush that, what just happened. He came up ready to go. I mean, he took really good, tough at bat against Lawrence. Lawrence is good. He's good against righties and lefties, but especially tougher on righties with the arm angle like that. And to him, for the line up the middle and then a base hit to right to end the game. You know how much that he's loved in that clubhouse. Everyone's so excited for him. I don't have to wear out Jazz as much now for him getting kicked out of the game, so he's probably more excited than anybody. But yeah, just really good game by him, obviously.
Kind of alluded to, but obviously withstanding results, but just the message to Jazz, just not get himself out of the game, I guess.
Yeah, 2 more at bats and his spot came up. And, you know, he's a big part of our club, and he's been doing great. Righties and lefties for me, like taking good at-bats against lefties. And, you know, has had a great game yesterday. Even though we lost, it was a good game, good swings. He's been out early, you know, working, and as far as, you know, early work, as far as the hitting side. And I've said it last year, I'm going to say it again, like, we need him in the game. And the borderline pitches, it's just he can't get upset about it. I know it's tough. It's in the moment, that type of thing. You never want to get punched out on a borderline pitch one way or the other. But I don't want our culture or our identity to be we're going to argue balls and strikes that are close pitches. Like, if they're outrageous, I get it, and I'll say it. Don't worry, I will wear that one. But I don't want to one pitch to ruin a whole at bat or a whole game, and where that at bat could come up again, and it came up twice. And luckily, you know, Dane had a really great game, and it kind of covered him. And good teammates cover up mistakes sometimes, and I bet you he will say that I made a mistake. I'm hoping, and you learn from it, and hopefully he learned from it, because we don't need him out of the game.
How would you evaluate 6 to us after that rough first inning, being able to make a couple of adjustments and then
Well, he had almost 80% strike rate, which is a good thing and a bad thing. I never want to say someone's throwing too many strikes, but gosh, it kind of felt that way a little bit today, where he just couldn't put anybody away. And once you get the strike one or strike two, he couldn't expand. And it was almost like too good of strikes or too good of pitches once he got ahead. So, you know, I don't think I've ever told someone don't throw so many strikes. But I think that's kind of what the conversation was after the first inning was, you know, you got to expand. Once you get ahead, expand. And, you know, credit to him. He got through 4. Honestly, we were pretty light in the bullpen. So we were kind of had 1, maybe 2 inning guys back there. We didn't really have any long men. So to have him get through 4 innings was pretty big at the time. I didn't realize that we'd score 5 in the 9th. That doesn't usually happen. So at one point, I was just trying to figure out how to get through the game potentially if somebody didn't do well. Luckily, all those guys in the bullpen did really good and kept us at 5-0, and they didn't get any more momentum on the other side, which was good. I mean, they could have, you know, really stepped on our neck, so to speak, if, you know, adding more runs against our bullpen. And you know, Smith, Cronin, Bender, Ramirez all did great. And, you know, even Tanner, extra innings is tough with a guy on second. So, the bullpen did a really good job.
Feltner was just cruising from innings 1-8. What did you see from your offense in those first 8 versus the 9th and 10th?
Yeah, a couple guys have faced him before, but not really a ton of at-bats against him. Everyone was saying that the slider kind of at the top, they couldn't really pick up. It was kind of a weird cutter-slider pitch at the top. The velo was good, 92 to 96 at times, so kind of ranged, but they couldn't really see that slider cutter. It was tough to pick up, almost like Rodri the other day in Chicago, where it was just tough to pick up the slider. It felt like from the other side, it was very similar stuff, in my opinion, to what we saw. So, a couple good at bats, obviously really good at bats late, but yeah, he was going through our lineup pretty easily the first 8 innings. Rodri is probable for tomorrow.
I got a chance to catch up with Brian De La Cruz, who hit the big double in the 10th inning to tie the ball game up, then ended up scoring the winning run. Here was Brian De La Cruz, translated by Will Nadal. All right, Dela, that's one way to end a 7-game losing streak. Take me through that 9th inning. What was said in this dugout to come back and tie it up at 5?
Bueno, Dela, es una forma para acabar con una racha de 7 derrotas consecutivas. Cuéntame, ¿cuál fue el mensaje que tenían ustedes ahí antes de salir en la 9ª entrada?
Primeramente le damos gracias a Dios, ¿me entiendes?, por mantenernos vivos y estar aquí una vez más, ¿entiendes?, dando lo mejor de cada uno de nosotros, ¿me entiendes?, que eso somos nosotros, que nosotros jugamos esa pelota, esa chip y esa energía, la tenemos, ¿me entiendes?, entonces nada más hay que ponerla en juego y las cosas van a salir bien, mire esa manera como salió hoy en día.
First of all, thanks to God for giving us the opportunity to be out here and be able to, you know, stop that losing streak. I think it's something that shows who we are. From the 7th inning onwards, we've already seen a couple pitches. We have that energy. We have that fire. We've already seen pitches throughout the whole game, so we just did our thing and came out there and did what we could do.
Dela, you're rounding third base in that 10th inning. What are the emotions, and when you see the ball pop out, what's going through your head?
¿verdad? Ahí en la décima entrada estás pasando, rondeando tercera base, yendo a correr hacia home. Cuando estás en ese momento, ¿cuáles son las emociones que están pasando por tu mente?
Bueno, de ganar, ¿me entiendes? Ustedes saben que yo di un batazo, un doble. Entonces, que me quedé un poquito parado y después corrí. Y ahí mismo Mayer también dio ese batazo de una vez. Entonces me puso ya, tú sabes.
Just happy that, you know, that we were going to win. You know, I had that hit beforehand that ended up being a double. But it's just the emotions of being able to win. The manager saw that hit that I got, and I was just happy for us.
Taylor, great win. Thank you for the time, brother. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Addy. Thank you.
All right, Kyle, back to you. Dane Myers came in for Jazz Chisholm Jr., who was ejected from the ball game. He only collected two hits in some of the biggest spots of the entire game. Unbelievable job by Dane Myers. Here's what he had to say after the win.
Welcome. How'd it feel?
Yeah, it was pretty surreal, actually. Cool moment. I know my wife and my son and my mom are in the stands, so it was pretty cool to have the first one in front of them.
Just you touched upon it a couple of days ago when you saw it. Your mentality going from having a really good spring, not making the team, and then to have a big win. How's the range of emotions right now?
Yeah, it feels good. Obviously, the team hasn't gotten off to the start that we would want. I actually didn't get off to the start I wanted. I think I told you the other day, I think it was good for me. I know I have some things to work on still. I got to work on those the first couple of weeks in AAA, and to come up here and help the team win and feeling like myself again, it feels pretty good.
In the last 10 games in the minor league, you made whatever adjustments you need to make. You're hitting very well. What adjustments did you make opposed to the first 15 when you were struggling?
Yeah, I think not making the team out of spring training, I think I was pressing a little bit, maybe feeling like I had to do a little bit more, but I don't think that was the case. I think there were some circumstances that caused me not to make the team that wasn't necessarily correlating with my performance in the spring. And just getting here and be able to help the team win, it's big. I think I just relaxed a little bit and trusted in my game and trusted in my at-bats. And when I relax, I tend to do a lot better than I do when I'm tense.
In that line of what Christina mentioned, the mentality to be, next man up and be ready for any situation, how important was for you not only to come up big, but also help covering gas, like Skip mentioned in that situation?
Yeah, he was the first one to thank me when I got in the clubhouse. he knows he messed up. But he's the first one to admit that. He's a good clubhouse guy, good teammate. But yeah, it feels good to pick up a guy like Jazz. He's my guy, and I'm glad I was able to do that.
What were you looking for in that at bat in the 10th to walk it off?
Dela had just hit the double. I was just looking for something out over the plate to drive the other way and get him to third. And thankfully he threw me I don't even think it was a strike that I hit. It was pretty far out, but it was something that I saw well and was able to shoot it to the other way.
What can you take away from your initial time last year where you got off to the hot start and then maybe the league adjusted a bit so that it doesn't happen this time around?
Yeah, I think the league kind of got the book on me. I wouldn't say they were exposing my weaknesses, but to a certain point they were. I just know I can't try and cover the whole plate when I'm here. That's tough to do. I kind of have to take my at-bats and take my streaks and take that to every at-bat. So that's kind of what I learned.
What will you remember most about tonight?
Probably hitting in the cage with Otto. Me and Otto and Hardy were hitting in the cage. And it was the seventh, and we were actually – I think it was the seventh, and we were watching, and I saw Jazz getting into it with the umpire. I was like, oh, man, here we go. And then Otto – I was hitting off the machine, actually, and Otto was like, hey, you better go out there. You're probably going in. So that moment of seeing Jazz getting tossed and knowing I was going in was probably the moment I'll remember.
All right, Sixto Sanchez made his second start of 2024, went four frames, gave up seven hits, five runs, three punch-outs, settled down after that first. Here's what he had to say, translated by Will Nadal.
Sixto, in the first inning, you threw a ton of strikes, but how were they able to attack those pitches?
En la primera entrada pudiste tirar muchos strikes, pero ¿cómo sientes que el otro equipo pudo atacar tu lanzamiento?
Dale, primeramente le damos gracias a dos, me sentí bastante bien. Sé que estaba tirando un poco mucho de try, pero lo picheo un poco más el slider, era el que se me estaba quedando. Los otros picheos, resta, sink, el cambio también. Lo único que me dañó un poco esa salida fue el primer inning y el slider.
I felt pretty good out there. I know that's a team that attacks the strike zone. I don't think I was too far off with my fastball. I think it was more with the slider, but I was staying in the zone. But I think besides that first inning, I had a good outing.
How were you able to settle in?
¿Cómo pudiste entonces sentirte más cómodo luego de esa primera entrada?
De tratar de ejecutar un poco más los picheos, ¿sabes? Y de seguir concentrado en el juego.
Try to execute my pitches and just stay concentrated throughout the whole game.
It's a small sample size, but we've noticed that in that first inning you've had a little more trouble and you tend to settle in. Is there anything you can pinpoint?
Es un poco, ¿verdad? No hay mucho tiempo que, ¿verdad? Para demostrarlo, pero en las últimas salidas, pues esa primera entrada ha resultado un poco dificultosa. ¿Tú has podido localizar qué es lo que te ha causado esos problemas en la primera entrada?
Yo digo también que un poquito también la rapidez, ¿sabes? Me estoy poniendo un poco rápido, ¿sabes? Lo que trataré de trabajar es de tratar de calmarme un poco, ¿sabes? De capicheo por picheo.
I think it's that really I've been speeding up myself there in the game. I think it's about staying a little bit more calm and patient and following pitch by pitch.
Your slider usage is up, I guess, compared to the last time you were in majors. What's sort of the thought process behind that?
Estás utilizando el slider un poco más ahora en las grandes ligas comparado a la última vez que estuviste en las grandes ligas. ¿A qué se debe eso?
Sabe, de sabe, dicen que el slider, pero yo lo tiro, sabe, como correr, sabe, trato de ejecutarlo, pero hoy en vez de el slider hacerme hacia abajo, lo que se me quedaba era medio a medio, pero eso era que ellos me hacían unos buenos swings.
I think it's being identified as a slider, but I would call it a cutter, which is what I think that I'm throwing. I think it's something where the pitch is staying middle a little bit too much, and that's where the damage is coming.
Most pitches you've thrown, most innings you've thrown in the 4 years since I think October of 2020. Just how do you feel now, and how did that feel to just throw so much?
Esta ha sido la mayor cantidad de lanzamientos, la mayor cantidad de entradas que has tirado desde el 2020. ¿Cómo te sientes luego de este tipo de salida?
¿Sabes? Me siento bastante contento, ¿sabes? Como él dijo, ¿sabes? 4 años, que la cantidad, ¿sabes? Lo más picho que ha tirado, pero nada. Se voy a seguir trabajando, de seguir enfocado y cada día trabajar para cuando me toque la próxima salida, dar lo mejor de mí.
I feel pretty happy. I feel pretty good. Like you said, it's been 4 years since my last, outings in the major leagues. I just feel good. I just feel like I need to continue to work day by day, keep continuing the process, and I think that I'll see the results.
Has the team told you you'll continue as a starter or not?
¿El equipo te ha dicho si vas a continuar como un abridor?
No, por el momento no me ha dicho nada.
At the moment, they haven't told me anything.
Folks, we're right back at it. Oh, man, it feels good to get one in the win column. 6:40 first pitch. Rodery Munoz is going to start for Miami. Remember, he shoved in Chicago on that Saturday night in that doubleheader. He's going to make his second start again. Rockies, Marlins, 6:40 first pitch, 6:10 Marlins on deck. I cannot wait to get going. Thanks for rewinding with us on the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.